This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The champions with a parade tomorrow in Philadelphia. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're trying to track down the scene of Hugh in Limitless. With his best friend, Bradley Cooper, which we didn't know about.
My best friend.
You didn't get him on the show last week, but he's your best friend.
Nah,
that's all right.
Because he was making cheesesteaks in Louisiana.
Yeah, he was busy. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. And Hugh joining us now. We got Rhea Hughes, brought to us by...
It's brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse. With exclusive bed match technology, find your perfect mattress at the Mattress Warehouse.
You got me sponsored.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's what we're working on. We're working
time
around
now.
These parts.
Rhea, how does it feel? What a week this has been. There's nothing like the week, and it obviously doesn't happen very often. I was trying to think back Sunday, like, what was that week like after 2017? And that one, for my memory, was a lot of, like, emotion from people who waited so long,
sure.
Right? And then talking about family members. This one is similar but different. This was almost like a coronation of the Eagles and what they've become now.
It was because of the way it went about. Because I think when I was on with you guys last, I said what was annoying to me about the, like, now I picked the Eagles to win 28-17. It wasn't like I had some big blowout. I thought they would win. But all of the, I would say 50% of the people who were picking the Chiefs were like, well, it's just Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
I mean, I was like, well, that's deep analysis there. And so the fact that they beat the doors. I mean, I had people texting me when it was 34-0 saying, oh, this is great. And I go, oh, it's not over that. And they're like, stop. It's over.
I got a few of those. But it's like you just never – until that was like – it was like 3 minutes left on the clock.
Yeah.
I was still –
but fourth quarter, I was just like – by the time the fourth quarter came, I went, all right, this is – you know, it was funny. We had Jaws on Tuesday. He said he was writing his notes. And then – no, he went back. He was watching the tape. And he goes, this game's over.
He felt it
watching the film, you know. Yeah.
So I was watching some of the Mic'd Up last night. I know you guys
Which
played a lot.
Great.
Of it. It was awesome. But Mic'd Up is interesting because we know what happened, but you hear the announcers in the moment.
Yeah.
And even Merrill and Mike into the third quarter were still like, obviously they were saying it as if the Eagles were in control, but they were like, this is a big drive. And like you think about it now, like they dominated. But for me, it was two plays. It was the Cooper return. That was when I knew, like, they're really in control.
By the way, that UK call is
was so good.
Fantastic.
I need more of that. That guy's great.
We need more of him.
Yep. The other one, and the exclamation point for me, was the Devontae touchdown. And in the Mic'd Up last night, there was a scene where Sirianni, I think he's talking to Kellen Moore. He's like, just run it. If we score here, it's over. I think they were debating more conservative play or the bomb. And when Jalen hit Devontae, I was like, it's over. They can't come back.
The cool thing about that play was, and I've listened to so many podcasts this week, I can't remember I heard it. The Eagles had run that play, same exact play, same formation, six times before, and they had run every time.
Oh, so they changed it up for the deep pass.
They changed it up because, you know, Jalen saw that he, you know, got the matchup that he wanted.
Yeah.
And you know me. Not exactly Kellen Moore's biggest supporter.
It's a good one.
That's a hell of a call.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, you know, he Hugh didn't get a text from me.
No, not at all. That was surprising.
I guess when you go up 34-0,
even I can't find anything to complain about.
It was a methodical butt whooping, and that's what kind of made me a little nervous. I'm like, wow, they weren't able to do anything to stop what they were trying to do. And we all talk about the coordinators and everything, but that want to, that's what I saw, especially on the defensive side of the ball. They dominated.
Well, and
they
did not give Patrick any help.
Well, he wouldn't know help.
Here's a newsflash shock. Andy stopped running the ball. One run in the first four possessions before it was 17-0.
Yeah, and he just hung his quarterback out to dry.
Completely.
I've never, Rhea, we've watched Mahomes now 8 years in the NFL.
Seen that.
I mean, so he's had a few terrible games. Yeah, a handful. But even when he's had bad games, usually he runs around and he'll throw. Yeah. He was getting hit more. I've never seen him get smacked around like that. It was great.
Hugh, the interesting thing I read, and I read this in the New York Post. I'm not the New York Post. I'm sorry, the Washington Post, because I didn't see it anywhere else. And I don't know who told this reporter, but they said, is it Clint Hurt? Clint Hurt's the defensive line coach. On Saturday night, he had his defensive players together in a meeting, and he said, listen, we know who we are, and I don't think this game should even be close.
Yeah, I heard the same thing, Rhea. And that's where, you know, and I hear everybody talking about Coach Reed didn't give him any help, anything. There was no help to give unless Coach Reed was going to come out there and try to block for him.
There's no blocking.
Like, there
it couldn't have hurt at that point. I mean,
they whooped their ass across the board. Yep. And the level of physicality that they played with. Go back and watch the film. When they would make contact, it was like an explosion, because think about it like this. You got the offensive linemen, as I use my hands as I talk, I do this from time to time.
Favorite thing.
And they're trying to block. They're counting in their head steps, right? Yeah. They're going 1, 2, okay, engage. Those guys were coming off the line and hitting them in the chest like, boom.
Nolan Smith was just like a bit, you know, and we know Jalen Carter, but I mean, even Jalix Hunter, they were hitting them so hard.
And Rhea, when you have an offensive lineman, like, because they're taught, most times guys attack the edges, and when you attack the edge, there's not a lot of guys bull rush, so you're not worried about a bull rush because they're attacking the edge.
Yeah.
They ran through their chest. They were running through guys' chest, and that's why when people say, "Oh, well, Eddie didn't help him," not you, but I was like, "Dog, there's no help for that."
Yeah.
Because you're getting physically dominated. And it was nothing he could do, because when Pacheco, there was a chip play. Pacheco chipped the hell out of Sweat.
Okay.
And Sweat spun around and still got the sack. Yeah. That's all want to. They were not going to be denied.
Yeah, they were not going to be denied. It was clear. It was just, it's still stunning, like, what, 5 days later?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're just going, did that really happen?
And it was the depth of it. Like, if you had told me before the game that Jalen Carter would have a great game, like, that wouldn't have surprised me. He's a great player. Yeah. But it was all of them, like Moro, Jomo, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt. I mean, what?
He is still supposed to be a developmental player, right?
He went to Cornell and Texas Christian.
Yes.
Like, where did he come from?
Houston Baptist, and then I know entirely too much about
Cornell.
Jalix Hunt.
Yeah. He was a safety. Yeah, I know that. He was a safety.
Well, you know those Cornell safeties.
Yeah, that was just like my coach Tommy Brazier used to say, that was just a man whoop a man.
Yeah, it was.
There was no game planning for the ass whooping that they administered.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it was, Rhea. And again, and I said this Monday, not taking anything away from what Vic Fangio brought to the table, because he's the architect. But those guys up front weren't going to be denied that game. They weren't.
Brandon Graham said something to us on Tuesday that I found interesting. He was talking that, you know, they had the penalty in the beginning of the game, which was, you know, the offensive, and then the interception. And you're thinking, oh God, the Eagles have a 10-0 lead. This is very similar to the last time.
I thought they left points on the board. Oh. It should be more. I kept saying that.
And he said they just kept yelling at each other. You know, we're not going to go back to 2022 where we were complaining about the field, about the penalties, just next play, the word he used was we weren't going to be denied.
I think next time we talk about teams and how much experience matters, we're going to come back to that.
Oh,
because
yeah,
2 years ago, they probably thought they were better, but they didn't know how to beat them. This time, they're like, let's just not let up.
Well, and it was a better field.
Well, that helps. Yeah,
they're undefeated on that turf this year.
They went
6-0 or 7-0?
Yeah, and they dominated.
Yeah,
yeah, it wasn't even close. All right, before we go back to the phones, Rhea, which one for you? And they're totally different, and obviously one was the first. This one was more dominant. Which one was more special, 17-24?
So, you know, I was thinking about it as I heard you guys talking about it. So personally, this one was much better because the first one, Clark was 8 at the time. And at halftime, he decided to run 102.5 fever.
Oh, no.
So the entire second half, we're doing cold compress decide whether or not we got to take him to the hospital. And I'm doing that, and I'm watching. So that game was really stressful for me. Besides the fact that, look, that game was a heavyweight battle. You know, it wasn't like Tom Brady threw for five. The only thing wrong he did that game was not catch a pass.
Yeah, he was amazing.
He was amazing. He rose to the occasion. This one, I got to watch with my son, and he was totally into it and not sick. I said, thank you for not getting sick this time. It was just, we were having fun. I even danced with him during halftime, and I didn't know any of the lyrics to anything, but he knew all of them. He knew everything.
It was a party. It was a 3-hour party.
It was. So this one was just because, listen, we all, I'm very impressed with what Jalen Hurts did.
It was great.
But I like watching people get beat up when I'm watching a football game. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. And they got.
That just sounds so bad.
Yeah, it does sound bad. It really does.
But it actually made it sweeter because they beat up a team that never gets beat up.
Exactly.
And a quarterback and a coach. They don't.
They looked lost.
They did. Travis Kelce looked like he was ready to file the retirement papers halfway through the game.
Oh, yeah. No, it was so much fun. And you know, I'm not the biggest Andy Reid fan, so I enjoyed the befuddlement on the sideline.
There was a scene last night in the mic'd up. They panned to him after one of the sacks, and he looked at he was looking up at the screen like, well, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Like, I'm out of answers.
I've used this line a couple times now. Do you know this? Remember the scene of Miracle? The movie about the hockey team?
Yeah.
When Herb Brooks, you know, Kurt Russell is looking down at the Russian coach who's not pulling the goal, and he goes,
yes.
He doesn't know what to do.
He's never been in that spot before.
Exactly. Yep. And that totally reminded me of that. He just had no idea what to do.
Well, it's the, what is the line? The Mike Tyson, you don't know what to do until you get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was the Chiefs. They got punched more than they ever got punched before. Let's go to the
floor. I like that one better.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was 3 hours of fun.
Yeah.
And almost to the point like, is the other shoe going to drop or is it just going to keep going?
No, and then you never realized stopped. About, you know, beginning of the fourth quarter. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's a party. Let's go to Bob and Delray. What's up? Hey, Bob.
Bob.
Can I answer the question?
You got it, Bob. Yeah, go for it.
2017. I just because it's just like, I guess, it's just like the first time, if you know what I mean, and in a lot of different ways. But this, I can't down.
I don't know. You need to detail that a little bit.
How many different ways, Bob?
you can come to your own conclusions. I'll leave it at that.
I'm petty.
You know, the one thing I want to mention, Rhea, and you know that we all hate Dallas, Dak Prescott. I'm a Dak Prescott hater. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I get it that he's a Dallas Cowboy, and that's the way it goes. But I saw his interview. It's on Instagram or one of the things. And he actually said this. Look at it. So if you deny it.
We played it. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, we know it. Yeah, they're very close.
With him. You. From a player's perspective, why would he say that, or is he just stupid?
I like that idea.
That's his truth. We talked about it a little bit yesterday.
You really believe that?
Bob, listen.
Okay. I'm not disagreing with you. But
And Bob, me personally, I don't believe it, but he does. Yeah. And he's living his truth.
He does it because of his own personal record against the Eagles.
I think when they put in that story.
You don't say that. He's 9-4 against the Eagles.
Yeah.
But I believe the Eagles have gone to 3 Super Bowls over that span.
Yeah. Haven't there also been a few of those games where the Eagles were resting their starters? Like he's remember that they came here in 2021 and the Eagles had rest their starters and they put up like 50. Remember that was the last game of the season? That game doesn't count, Dak. Like that they weren't trying.
Hey, can I ask you a question? I would love to, and you probably can't get him on the air because he won't do it. I get that. But I'd love to get him on the air, not with you or one of the other.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Great people on the station. And just say, all right, explain yourself. Be accountable. Are you guys better at position by position? And then just, and he probably won't, but I would love to hear, because, you know, when we say things, we have to be accountable for them. Am I wrong with that?
No, we're sports,
I mean, for
talk
most time,
show
yeah,
hosts.
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
never accountable
you wanna,
for anything.
Yeah. Well,
and we're wrong
not.
All the time. Now, Bob, I get it.
Always blame others.
But, like, so the other side of it, not, I don't want to defend that, but what is he supposed to say? They're 10 years ahead of us. We're never going to win. Like, that's what, don't players just talk that way?
No.
He sounds ridiculous, though.
He went above and beyond.
No, see, this is what got me real. He believed it. And I'm okay. I'm okay with the belief.
Yeah.
But it might be a little bit far-fetched.
Oh, it's delusional.
Well,
yeah. They're not close.
But I am all for his conviction in what he's saying. Now, you're going to have to go out and prove it because you put it out there. I'm not mad. Like, put it like this, Bob. I'm not mad that he said it. But I he needs to go out there and he needs to back that up now.
It was dumb.
I mean, it was crazy. Like, when you, like, and I'm grounded in reality. You look at the moves that they made or didn't make in the offseason, the stubbornness of the head of the, I was about to say the head coach, but the owner.
Yep.
And you went out and you hired a career, I don't want to say career backup, but career assistant coach to be your coach because you were too stubborn to go out and get a Deion Sanders because you didn't want somebody that was going to take the shine away from you.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? Knowing that that team needed an overhaul and just, I look at it like this, and I'm glad he didn't do it. Deion's name recognition alone would have, players probably would have wanted to play for him.
You think Deion would have coached there?
Do I think he would have? If given the opportunity. But there's a lot of reasons that I choose not to share on the radio why I think that won't happen. But I think if he was given opportunity, he would. He would. And not only that, the alumni, the Urban Friars, the Emmitt Smiths and those guys, they probably would have came back into the fold and helped him.
So the delusion for me is that they're not even the team in the division closest to the Eagles.
Washington.
The Commanders have passed them now. Like he's, yeah, I mean, it's.
And you know, the shame of it is we never talk about the Giants except to say, hey, thanks again.
Well, yeah, that's it.
They, you know,
Giants fans are going through it right now.
You know what hit me last night? The other thing about the mic'd up, the Saquon, the leader, and you know, obviously he's a great player. Yeah. That's, you watch for 10 minutes, you know that, but I saw a quote, I think it was Sports Illustrated had a thing the other day about the moments that made this season. And there was a quote from someone around the Eagles saying, he saved us.
Yeah.
Almost like that they were torn apart last year. And he, like, because he came
the
in
chosen
here.
One.
He came in here without an ego. He's the best player. And Rhea never felt like he had an ego about
it. No,
never.
It was, they had him mic'd up. He and Hurts mic'd up. And Hurts said to you, you know, you were the missing piece.
Yeah. And he was almost even humble as Hurts telling him that.
No, it's all of us. It's like, no, dude, you did it. I mean, certainly, obviously, it was no. I never realized that he was that kind of guy.
How did they let him go up there knowing this? Great player, good guy.
Only guy who was smart about it was John Mara.
He's trying to say, like, hey,
he's, you know,
are you guys sure about this?
Our most popular player for a reason.
Yeah, it's the more it plays out, it's an all-timer. Yeah. Rob and Delco's up. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Ray. Hey, you. How you guys
hey, what's
doing?
Hey, Rob. Man.
Listen. I rewatched the game twice already just because, I mean, it was epic. It was epic. And I didn't realize that before Cooper picked off that pick six for a touchdown, it was a sack, and then a pick six.
Yep.
That might be the best set of downs I've ever seen in my life, guys. How it transpired.
You know, Rob, when you consider the stakes, the game, the fact that it's Mahomes on the other side, sack interception is amazing.
And his first career interception.
Yeah. Yes.
And also with the mic'd up, did you see Bond come over and talk to him?
I thought it was a veteran play.
Veteran move, and said it to him twice. He's like, dude, did you read this? And he goes, oh, yeah. And he was like, wow, dude, you're a rookie.
The other part, Robin, the mic'd up that was on NFL Network, that play, they kept panning to Saquon on the sidelines just going, oh, my God. It was like everyone at home, like, score, go. Go ahead, Rob.
And I love seeing Sirianni having the finger up, kind of jogging down. I mean, it was just unbelievable. That was the best set of downs I've ever seen. Yeah. Ew, that was the most sexiest set of downs I've ever seen in my life, Ew.
I never heard it described as sexy, but okay.
I mean, are you denying it now?
Sack,
interception, return for a touchdown?
I guess I just never thought about it in that vein, but yeah, I get it.
You can see the play on words, too. You know
no, I got it. I just didn't think about it that way. It's cool. No.
I gotta bring it down for a second, though. Pinky scored 2 points last night. How was that, huh?
Oh, Paul George. There is no team, organization, GM that is happier than the Eagles doing this.
They have I saw Sports Central, Hugh Comcast. That's how.
They're so lucky that the
Paul
Eagles.
Paul George, 2 points like should be by accident. I mean, like. It's insane.
They gave him $220 million.
What Cameron calls him Podcast Paul, because he's not play. What they call him? B-ball Paul? Podcast. He's Podcast Paul.
Playboy Paul. No, he was Playoff Paul.
Playoff P. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm sorry. Yeah, now he's Podcast P. That's what it is.
He stinks is what he does.
The basketball office had for 2 points. You know what I mean?
It's so bad. They are so bad. They are so lucky right now, too. Well,
it's good
that everybody's distracted.
Well, how about the Maury quote on Friday that we all just like, whatever, the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
You blink hard enough.
Squint hard enough for a championship team? What?
No, we need to be blind.
Doesn't help that I'm blind. Thanks a lot, Kyle. I needed that perspective.
Listen, the Phils, the Sixers, the Flyers, they better thank the Eagles. Because you know what, guys? They got a grace period with me because I'm going to ride this for as long as I can. Don't get me wrong. I like to see the Phillies win. But I can sit back. Like, it takes so much pressure of watching these other teams that I have a feeling that aren't going to get it done. I hope they do. But, you know, it just takes that pressure off for me.
Yeah,
anyway.
We can ignore it. I mean,
ignore it.
Yeah, especially the Sixers stuff. Rob, good phone call. All right, so tomorrow, Rhea, we have a parade here.
We are.
So last time, Jason Kelce obviously stole the show.
Yeah.
So if you had to choose someone that you want to hear give a speech tomorrow, like and you could have any Eagle tomorrow at the podium.
Any Eagle past or present?
Eagle.
On this team.
This team. And it doesn't have to just be a player. It could be coach, executives, it could be anyone. Like, who do you want to hear from tomorrow?
Well, I know that the sexy choice to use the word is Landon Dickerson.
Yeah, he seems like he's got that in him.
He definitely does. I was watching him on the Insiders last night. He's just very funny. But I'm going to go outside the box, and I want him to deliver one hell of a speech because he's earned it. Jalen Hurts.
You know, that's an interesting one because he doesn't talk much.
But they said he talks Saturday night.
Yes, he did.
You know, before I would, because I have to tell you, and it was funny. Also, in that mic, we're going to quote that mic'd up forever. When Saquon came over and said, Jalen Hurts smiling?
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts smiling is like one of my favorite things to look at.
Because you don't see it very often.
You don't see it that often. I would love for him to get up there and give one banger of a speech.
And I do think, and I've noticed this over the years, when the Eagles put out that behind-the-scenes stuff, he has a different personality with his guys. Yeah, I think that's why they like him, because he's not robotic with them. No. He'll let loose. He'll they got to bleep him out sometimes, but he's real. He's off. That would be cool if we got the real.
There we go. That's my money is on that one to be wild.
The real Jalen Hurts on a speech tomorrow? That'd be fun. I like that idea. Rhea, we appreciate it. This is this has been as fun of a ride as we've had in a long time around here. What a team. What a year.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, you got it.
We got the parade tomorrow. We'll all be there. 215-592-9494. That's iHopper. All right, on the other side, we're all going to go around and give our person. And Rhea gave a good one there. Jalen Hurts, who do you want to see give a speech tomorrow when the Eagles have their parade and their moment and their celebration of a Super Bowl championship? And which one was more special for you? 2024 or 2017, which Super Bowl was more special to you? Someone on the other side will also hit who is grateful, and someone who thinks we're ungrateful. That's all coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The final stretch of the NBA regular season is heating up. Get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet the over and unders. You can bet assist. You can bet the point spread. Or you can bet player props. New ESPN Bet.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.